Representative Lentz, we did take some testimony. I'm going back on the minister just for a second on House Bill 1097. We may need all of us remind ourselves what this was about, okay. But just for the memory of the committee, proponents for this, in addition to Representative Lentz, was Robert Miller, the Pennington County Director of Equalization. Opponents were Paul Kinsman from the Department of Revenue, Dan Nelson from the Sioux Falls Chamber. Maybe you'd like to share with us again a little bit about this and how you may. And I also have, Representative Lentz and members of the committee from the Lawrence County Equalization Director, her opposition to the bill, and I'll hand those out once we go in. But why don't you proceed and bring us up to speed on this, please.
I'll try to make it quick. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Jim Lentz, Representative District 30. We did discuss this the other day. The first thing you need to notice is this. Under Representatives, Lentz is the first one on this one. So this is a serious bill, but anyway, I brought this forward with the recommendation of the assessors in Pennington County, and what it was again 150% sales of business and homeowners would be treated the same as what we treat non-egg sales. In the non-egg Z formula, the valuation would be the purchase price for 5 years. Right now, they take those 150% sales and just throw them out. And this would treat them the same way we treat agriculture land that's put into the non-egg Z category, where we use their assessment for 5 years as their purchase price. And this is just saying we'll do the same thing to homeowner and businesses. So that's basically the content of the bill, and I'll go ahead and sit down and let you work on it.
Thank you, Representative Lentz. Members of the committee, you have in your hand a let me come back for a second. Is there anyone here that would like to testify as a proponent for House Bill 1097? Proponent. Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to testify as an opponent to 1097? Then I would just ask Representative Tupel on behalf of the communication email to me, and I believe you received also a carbon copy, if you'd like a copy rather. She's not here, but
Mr. Chairman, Representative John Tupel, I'd just like to record this opponent testimony for the folks on the internet and for the folks in the audience that don't have a copy. This is from Darlene Pecola, who's the Director of Equalization for Lawrence County. Says, Mr. Chairman, my name is Darlene Pecola, Director of Equalization for Lawrence County. In the 18 years that I have been director in South Dakota, I have seen many bills come and go as each session tries to address the escalating market that is occurring in the state. It seems each time a bill is introduced, a new classification is created to get around, quote-unquote, current law, which calls for equalization among classes. House Bill 1097 creates more classes and definite unequalization to try and solve the problem that was created 2 or 3 years ago when sales over 150% were thrown out. By not using the high-end sales, it is creating an inequity between properties that have sold or what are being referred to as reasonable sales versus those that have not, commonly referred to as, quote, property bought by rich people out of state, unquote. Which is not always the case. I do not believe that House Bill 1097 is going to solve any issues. My belief is that if equalization is the ultimate goal, the only way to solve the current problem is to repeal the section that currently makes us throw out any sale over 150% and go back to a quote-unquote true market approach. I hope you will consider my email as testimony for the upcoming hearing on House Bill 1097. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Darlene Pecola, Lawrence County Equalization.
Thank you, Representative Tupel. With that, Representative Lentz, I'll just have a question for you. We can kind of go into question and answer period, and it really is more of an observation. Some of the issues raised here, I have a tendency to agree with the Lawrence County Equalization Officer. The summer study that we've just passed, and she really says, take a look at this. Could this fit in there so you could address that? As part of that overall discussion, does it fit in that way?
Well, yeah, except it really concerns homeowner and business, but it could probably be in the same discussion. I might add, though, all those who she wants to bring the 150% sales back in. Most of us that were here at that time are still alive today because we threw those 150% sales out. That was a very, very, I guess the people were very upset. If we wouldn't have done it at the time, it would have been sort of drastic. So that's why we did it. So we, you know, but we, I think it's possible.
Okay. I just have, because we've been away from this for a second, Mr. Nelson from the Sioux Falls Chamber, we're dealing with House Bill 1097, and I think you mentioned when you were here before really the question of fairness and equity as it relates to how this applies to different businesses that at one time they can't get back in. On 1097, is that an issue that, if you want to just address that? I only do that simply because we've been away for 10 hours and we sometimes don't remember both sides. If you want to just briefly remind ourselves.
Dan Nelson, representing the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. I think we've actually been away from this subject for more than 10 hours. It's hard to remember which one we did last. My issue with 1097 was the differing levies. The idea that something outside 150% of the average would be taxed at its actual selling price for 5 years, that can create some problems and some increases. But what wasn't mentioned when the bill was originally presented and wasn't mentioned tonight was that just as there is a non-ag Z, when that's, if we create housing Z, for lack of a better term, or commercial Z, the bill also has a dollar per thousand higher levy for that new Z category. And my testimony simply was that why, I mean, if the valuation is part of the problem, why is the levy something that's added on? And I pointed out I thought that was punitive. That was my point in my testimony.
Okay, thanks. I think maybe we're now brought back into perspective. Any other questions that we can move on? Well, Representative Jaspers.
Point of information, just for those that are joining us just tonight, too, I appreciate Mr. Nelson's comments and remind everybody that we did amend the bill to drop those mill levies back in line on earlier this week or whenever it was we met.
Okay. Is there any other questions, members of the committee? Seeing none, we will close the hearing on House Bill 1097 as amended and open up the committee discussion and direction. Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would remind the committee that I have before me a Rapid City Journal article in which the local real estate appraiser and realtor Rick Kaler says that this is putting a Band-Aid on an unconstitutional law. We think you're better off to repeal the whole rule, period. And Kaler says the 150% law as a whole is unfair and unconstitutional because it results in unequal assessed valuations of similar class properties, and would inform the committee that this is currently before the courts. So it may be decided for us as to the constitutionality of the 150% rule.
Representative Napoli.
Two things. The 150% rule is not part of this bill. If you'd like to repeal it, you'll have to bring another bill or hoghouse this one. Part of this bill is simply trying to straighten out something that is an unfair situation in the 150% rule that we really need because it is causing a problem for the counties. And so we really need 1097. It really does work to do what it needs to do. And I hope the committee remembers what that was. But I want to go a step further and point out to you that there's a lot of differing opinions about where we ended up with the 150% rule. Mr. Kaler and some of the other people, Mr. Kinsman, are purists who believe that every single property should be taxed exactly the same. And that's great. That's the purest way of doing it. You've got 10 houses, and they're all worth $250,000, and so you tax them all the same. The problem that I'm beginning to see is more and more new people come to the legislature. They don't remember what happened back in 95, 96, and 97. I remember in 1997, and so does Representative Lentz, when we closed down the session and went home on Friday night, I woke up Saturday morning to headlines this big in the Rap City Journal that said, tax revolt imminent. Because on Campbell Street, land that had been selling for $4 a square foot suddenly sold for $14 a square foot and took every single business on both sides of Campbell Street and quadrupled their assessments. And that's why we went to the 150% rule. Because it took those two rogue sales that were on Campbell Street, which was Arby's and the pet store, and took them out of the mix, and all those other remaining businesses then would have stayed at their normal rate of about a 10 or 12% increase. The 150% rule, honest to God, folks, and I wish you'd study it, has actually saved us and has been the most important thing we've done for property taxes since 1995. Now, you can argue all day long whether it's constitutional or not, but I'll tell you what, all the people in this state that have worked to keep that grandmother and grandfather in their home and have worked to keep mom and pop in their business, to keep them being driven out from their taxes, has been done because of the 150% rule. And this bill is going to help that a lot. And so I'd like to make a motion to do pass, Mr. Chairman.
A second.
Second.
Who said that?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Slaughter. It's been moved and seconded to do pass on House Bill 1097 as amended. I might just reflect members of the committee that we have, I think, made some significant changes and are having the committee look at a broader range, and that means you're always going to be asking these other questions. Testimony, I oppose this bill, even though it's a purist that may have done so on behalf of the department. I think it made some relevant points, if we call them, on trying not to make this too diversified across the board, and it is in court. I think that it would be useful to try to put this in perspective and put all the issues in perspective as we look at all of these things that are tied together. So we don't tie the hands of the summer study by saying, well, you guys already approved something else. So I would urge some member of this committee to take an alternative course of action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Substitute motion to defer to 36.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Frost. Comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is to defer the 36-day motion. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers.
Aye.
Representative Frost.
Aye.
Representative Arnold.
Aye.
Aye.
House Bill 1097 as amended is deferred to the 36th day.